Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A panel of Iowa election officials has ruled that three Libertarian Party candidates will not be on the ballot this November. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports on the decision announced Monday.
The state objection panel ruled that 3rd U.S. Congressional District candidate Marco Battaglia won't appear on the ballot. That's because the paperwork he filed to run does not use his legal name, Mark Thomas Anderson. It also ruled that Nicholas Gluba and Jules Cutler, who are running for governor and lieutenant governor, violated state requirements when they failed to turn in the required affidavit for candidacy for Cutler. Cutler says she plans to appeal the decision to a district court because she says a state clerk erroneously refused to accept her affidavit.
We have over 8,000 petitions signed. I think not appealing it will be doing disservice to people who actually signed those petitions.
The state objection panel convened after members of the Republican Party filed challenges against the Libertarian candidates last week. I'm Natalie Krebs, NPR News.
A local organization is celebrating 160 years of Black American independence in downtown Davenport this weekend. Friends of MLK President and CEO Ryan Sadler is co-organizing this year's Juneteenth celebration, which became a federal holiday in 2021. Sadler says the annual festival commemorating the end of slavery after the Civil War also aims to encourage citizens to continue fighting for civil rights.
Legislating equality has been a challenge for America for 250 years. I think we must come to grips with that reality. I think we should do our due diligence to really understand and dig deeper.
The festival is set for this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on 2nd Street in downtown Davenport. The University of Northern Iowa is reorganizing its healthcare and education programs. A committee of the Board of Regents on Monday approved closing UNI's National Program for Playground Safety. In its place, the university plans to launch the EdVantage UNI, a new education center that's structured to cultivate new educators and generate sustainable revenue. The university is also consolidating several healthcare programs into a generalized degree. There were a few items on Governor J.B. Pritzker's legislative wish list that did not pass this spring, including a measure that would impact how the state regulates gambling. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Lawmakers adjourned last month without considering a plan to merge the Illinois Gaming Board with the state board that regulates horse racing. The Gaming Board oversees casinos, video poker, and sports betting businesses. Both boards currently host open meetings, but Pritzker's proposal would have taken the combined agencies' discussions behind closed doors. His office says it's to, quote, improve efficiency, strengthen accountability, and ultimately better serve the public. But the Sun-Times reports House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch questioned why it's needed and says there was no appetite from the Democrats to act on it immediately. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa's Department of Agriculture says a highly contagious pig virus has been contained and eradicated. In late April, the USDA confirmed 5 boars shipped from Texas to a farm in central Iowa had pseudorabies, which can be fatal for swine. The infected herds were euthanized. The final round of tests for pseudorabies within a surveillance zone came back negative. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says responding to animal health threats requires coordination between his department, the USDA, and producers.
And without those 3 legs of the stool, you can't effectively respond. So we were able to quickly and collaboratively eliminate the threat while also protecting Iowa's disease-free status and maintain confidence in our food supply and export markets.
Negg spoke about pseudorabies during the World Pork Expo earlier this month. The U.S. eradicated the virus from commercial swine herds in 2004, but it's still prevalent in feral hogs. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities has issued a flood warning for the Rock River at Moline until noon today. Minor flooding is occurring after the river crested at 12.3 feet last night. High water is affecting residences near the 27th Street Bridge. Water is also over portions of 60th Street south of the Green Valley Sports Complex and portions of 56th Avenue along the north side of the river. The Rock River at Moline is expected to continue falling to 9.4 feet by next Monday. And this is WVIK News.